Please sit comfortably with your feet on the ground. Back straight. Close your eyes, please. And adjust your breathing to the way you are used to in meditation. The room you are sitting in slowly fades away. You find yourself moving up into the night sky. It is summer, so it never gets really dark. And there's a full moon as well tonight. You float between the stars in this moonlit night. When you look down in the far distance, you see a shimmer. And when you get closer, you see it is water reflecting the moonlight. Slowly you descend into a wide moonlit landscape. Water and land hardly discernible. Flat lands with many brooks and rivers cutting across the low land. Somewhere on a higher bit of land, you see straight lines. And when you get further down, you see the contours of a group of buildings. You are approaching a monastery from above. Winds beating the walls and the ebb and flow of the sea close by, almost touching the walls. Further down you go, and when you get to the walls of the monastery, you can easily move through them. Further and further down, until you land softly on your mattress filled with hay. You have just been woken up in your cell by the bell, and you realize you are called for matins. You get up, put on your habit and cowl and sandals, and move slowly to the chapel. It's damp and cold. You shiver and are glad with your heavy wooden habit. When you get closer to the chapel, you are joined by your brethren and sisters, and you all find your place in the chapel. In a sea of darkness, candles are lit in the brick building in the endless fields, in order to guide our voices to the place under the arches where we will sing, in order to give each other a voice, a sound in the winds. In the stillness, before my day begins, I open my heart to the gift of this hour. Grateful, I listen to the silence. A bell rings, and we get up and find our way to ourselves again. In the distance, we hear the sounds of birds that form the promise of a new day. Sounds to give us confidence in the early shadows of morning twilight. Back in ourselves, we sit in silence, or find our mattress for a little more sleep. Now we are called for Lourdes, and we move to the chapel again. As the vagueness of the dark recedes, and light gives form to the world, the monastery becomes a clearer shape on the green and brown earth. These are the tranquil hours before we face the cares of the day. These are the moments to face our origin and address them with our song. After Lourdes, we go back to ourselves for study and meditation, until it is time for prime. When we are called, we make our way to the chapel again. To provide hay for the horses that pull the plough in the spring, We will also use the heat for our own beds. With long swings, bending our torso rhythmically, as if we sing, we cut loud, loud grass from the fields. We go back to where we started and pick it up, to put it on a big wooden cart. The day has started. We know what is coming. We sing, almost in silence, about what is going to approach us. We are near vague forms inside its walls of solidity. We aspire to fill it, as we aspire to fill the day. When we go back inside, we go to ourselves, where we have our sober breakfast of bread and herbal tea. Halfway during the morning, it is a time for praise of the day and to set out to do good works. At terce, we sing for good spirit to come down to us and help us to do these works well. Sound is his ear to help us work in harmony and with energy.
Nunc sancte nobis Spiritus, unum patricum filio, ignare promptus in cieli, nostro refusus pectori.
When the bell for sext sounds, we stop with what we are doing and make our way to the chapel again. This is the time of plenitude and a moment of grace, when the sun is at its highest. In the fields with grain that bends in the wind, the cool brick walls of the monastery are at their warmest now, and the shadows in the monastery garden are at their shortest. The herbs in the garden bend to the passing sun. It's time to use our voices to praise the brightness of day, the victory of light. Singing for our souls, cool breeze for a sweaty brow.
Laudare,
library, handling the precious ink, vellum, and paint. The smell of all this in the library is strong and helps us to focus on what we are doing. Wooden benches creak sometimes, our breathing becomes heavy, our legs tingle Because we are standing still for a long time. Noon arrives. This is the time of day that announces the distant coming of darkness. Our spirit is weaker now and open to temptations. It's a time to close down our daily business and get ready for the evening meal. From praise for the day, we change into a mood of thanksgiving for what this day has brought. Our voices address the lengthening shadows and express our gratitude for sustenance and comfort.
Here omnius te nat migo, inodus in te perpens, lucis diurne tempora, successi.
This is summertime in the monastery, as the glowing sun outside proves. We may retire to our cool cells, surrounded by stones, to sleep for a while. Let us do so. As we open our eyes, we receive word that the kitchen needs more firewood. We set out with an axe and a saw to cut it. Sawdust and sweat compete to reach our eyes. Progress on thicket branches is slow. Taking the axe, we swing it behind our back and increase its downward speed with the help of our body. It's hot under our gowns, and the rhythm of the swing guides us through the discomfort of heat, dust, and our protesting arms. Vespers are slow to approach. The bell rings, and we put down our axe and move to the chapel. As evening is on its way, the candles are lit. This is a moment to seek forgiveness for what we did wrong. This is the hour to sing to the Virgin Mary. Outside, shadows are lengthening, and the winds die down a bit. Our attention moves towards the inside. Our voices try to pave a path for our souls through the coming night, avoiding the dark puddles and shadowy bends of the darkening rose.
Thank you. Amen.
A great sign becomes visible in the heavens. We become aware of an image of a woman surrounded by the sun, the moon under her feet, on her head a crown with 12 stars. She is Mary, the great mother. We greet her and thank her for the comfort she gives us during the lonely hours of the night. Maybe we have a question for her, or maybe we want to tell her something.
Sung as the last song of the day for centuries. This song helps us to move back into our present-day consciousness again.
Mater misericordiae. Oh.